एवं मन कर्म वशं सजुंति अविद्या आत्मनि उपधीयमाने प्रीतिर्न यावत् नहीं वासुदेवे न मुच्यते योगेन तावत्। दिस इज अनदर इम्पोर्टेंट वर्स। द प्रॉब्लम इज प्रेजेंटेड देह योगी देह योगी ना इज बॉडी contact with this material body. This is the problem. But nobody knows it. Especially in these days, they cannot understand that this material body is a foreign element and somehow or other have victimized entrapped within this body. This problem is real problem, but they do not know. And this is called avidya, ignorance. There are two kinds of strong avidya, ignorance. Unawareness. The satogun, rajogun, tamogun. Rajogun and tamogun is covering. And tamogun is very densely covering. And rajogun little opening. And satogun means prakash. There is illumination, Brahmanical qualities. When that one is in the satogun, then he can understand that I am not this body, I am different from this body. For them, those who are in the satogun, for them it is easier. So, therefore the process is, human civilization means not to drag somebody who is already in the satogun or in the family of satogun to drag him down to the tamogun. Modern civilization is like that. The allurement of material civilization is so strong and so bad that those who are by impure activities born in Brahmana family, they are being dragged to the tamogun behavior like Shudras. They are learning how to drink, how to eat meat, how to have illicit sex. These are the symptoms of tamogun, lowest type of tamogun. There are different degrees of guna. The degrees are so mixed up that for three gunas is manifested into 8,400,000 of different forms of life. Mixture. You can calculate, we have several times calculated. 3 multiplied by 3 equals 9. 9 multiplied by 9, 81. Therefore, there are so many varieties. So, human civilization should be so arranged that never mind, it is so mixed up, you have to gradually draw him again to the sotoguna. That is human civilization. Not that drag him again to the tamoguna. Somebody, by pious activities, by good work, is already in the sotoguna, but the arrangement, the social, political, economical arrangement is so bad that one is dragged to the top. This is not civilization. This is degradation. Civilization means elevation. Aim means how to become disconnected with this material body. This is civilization. Otherwise, that is not civilization, the animal life. Jasya, buddhi, punabhi, siddhar. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to bring the human society into the proper platform of civilization. It is a very scientific movement. How it is done? Here it is said, Pritirna javat mai vasudevi. Pritirna javat mai vasudevi namachate deha jogi natava. This is the problem. So, by gradual process to bring one to the platform of Vasudeva Priti, that is bhakti. Priti means love. How to love Vasudeva Krishna? That is the belief. To bring one to the platform of loving Krishna. Priti to Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamit. It's like if you love somebody, the intense love is that your lover, a beloved, is everything. That is love. Just like a mother loves her child. She is always anxious to take care of the child. Whole attention is on the child. These are examples. These are not actually love, but a perverted reflection of love. We can understand what is love. But this love does not stand. But nature dictates that you love your child like this, you love your husband like this, your wife like this. your country like this, your society like this, there are different grades of loving demonstration. So that loving demonstration, when it will be concentrated on Bhagavad, Krishna, that is the highest perfection of life. Therefore, it is said, priti na yavat main Bhagavad. One may have priti because you do not know Vasudev, Krishna. We have got natural tendency to love, but we do not know where to place love. If we place our loving tendency unto Krishna, Vasudev, then that tendency becomes fruitful and perfection. That is what. Therefore, it is said that dharma-sthāna-sthita-punṣa viṣṭhakṣena-tathā-nukvādaya-vilati-vilati-samayi-vilati-vilati. Vāsa-deva-bhakti-yoga-prayadita-janayati-yātu-vairādvam-jñānanta-dharta-hīrputam. If you press your loving tendency to Vasudev, then Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, this can be done perfectly by Bhakti Yoga, not by any other. There are different yoga systems. Everything is mixed up with little bhakti, but there's a karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga that are different. But the real yoga means loving Bhagavan. Therefore Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita, yoginamapi sarvesham. All other yoga system, that is, there is little tinge of Vasudev bhakti, but not 10% pure. It is mixed. Mishravakti. Mishravakti will not be immediately fruitful. It will take long, long time. Bhavanam janmanavanti janvanamam prabuddhati. There is everything, there is some bhakti yoga. But if it is not pure, then it will take very, 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 very long time. Bhavanam janmanavanti. One janma means hundreds of years. We are not talking of any other janma, even human form of life. Because those who are advanced in spiritual life, there is every possibility for getting next life a human being. Otherwise, nobody knows. Those who are ignoring, they do not know. There will change their body, tatāde hantaraptāti. That is a fact. But those who are in the satogon, they are sure to get next life in the human society. Suchinam sumatāngi he yoga bhrishta sanjāya. This Suchinam, pure Brahman, and Simata, very rich Vaishya, or Kshatriya, kings and mercantile community, they are rich. Sri means opulence, and Mat means one who has. Simata. So, this is a chance that even if you are failure in this life, somehow or other, you get chance next life in a human form of life, either in a very nice, pure Brahmin family or Vaishnava family. Vaishnava family is better than Brahmin family. Getting in the Kartals, chanting, dancing, offering obeisances to the Lord, temple atmosphere. Don't think it is ordinary opportunity. It is very great opportunity. From the very beginning of life, they are getting impression. Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga. See, Bhakti Yoga. These are not going in vain. Even a child is playing for God. Imitation. And imitation is given the chance. He was previously Vaishnava, some or other. He could not make his life perfect. Therefore, he is given again chance. So naturally, he has the tendency to play the prasad, to offer flower here, to offer obeisances. They take pleasure. It is due to previous life. Yoga also, but it was not perfectly done. So, some or other, they are getting chance from the very beginning of life. It does not mean that if somebody did not get the chance from the very beginning of life, he cannot. He can be also. So, but the ultimate aim is Vasudev. Priti na javat mai Vasudev. This is the ultimate goal. You have to come to this stage. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, fully, firmly convinced that Vasudeva is my life, Vasudeva is everything, Krishna is my life. The highest perfection is visible in the Vrindavan atmosphere, especially by the gopis, everyone. In Vrindavan, even the trees and plants, even the grains of sand, everyone is attached to Krishna. That is the love. So, not all of a sudden we can get that high stage of life, of Vrindavan attachment, but still, wherever we stay, if we practice this bhakti yoga, as you are taking, and it is becoming successful, people are taking, those who have so-called lectures and javanas, they are also taking Vasudeva, their love for Krishna is increasing, that is natural. It is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Nitya Siddha. Just like I am, or you are, we are eternal. Nitya Sathatoyam Nahannati Hannamani Siddhi. We are not destroyed by the destruction of the body. We remain, continue to remain. Similarly, our devotion to Krishna continues. It is simply power. Avidya atmani upadhiyamani. Avidya. This is avidya. We forget Krishna, that is avidya. And as soon as we take Krishna as our life and soul, that is avidya. You can do, anyone can do very easily. Krishna says that for Sarvadharman, Parikrata, Mami, Tamsa, why? Any other so-called religious system, that is avidya, will keep you in ignorance. There is no light. And the basic injunction is that don't keep yourself in the darkness of ignorance. Tamasi ma, jyoti gama. That jyoti means to love. And loving affairs of Krishna is in the spiritual world. That is jyoti, jyoti in my dham. Self-effulgence. Just the prabha prabhatu jagadandakoti. There is no darkness. Just like in the sun, there is no question of darkness. These examples are here. We can understand what is jyoti. We can see that there is no darkness in this sun planet. It is all growing violence. Similarly, in the spiritual world, there is no ignorance. Everyone is Shuddha Bhakta, not only Sattva-gaun, but Shuddha Bhakta. Sattva-gaun-visuddha-gaun-vasudhi-vasabdhi. Here in this material world, there are three qualities, Sattva-gaun, Rajasagaun, Tamasagaun. So, none of these gunas are pure. There is mixture. And because there is mixture, therefore we see so many varieties. But we have to come to the platform of Sattva-gaun. And that process is hearing. This is the best process. Sinnathāṁ sapatā krishna punna savana kīrta. If you hear regularly Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, we are therefore stressing, always hear, always read, always hear. Nityam-Bhāgavata-sīvaya. Nityam. If you can constantly 24 hours, you can, if you hear and chant, hear means somebody chants, or you chant yourself, or hear. Or some of your colleague may chant, you hear, or he may hear, you may chant. This process must go on. This is Savanam Kirtanam, Vishnu, Vishnu, that is Bhagavad. Not any other nonsense talks, gossiping. Simply hears and chants. Then, Srinatam Sadatha Krishna, if you seriously hear and chant, seriously, yes, this life I shall engage only for increasing my love of Bhagavan. If you are determined, it can be done. There is no difficulty. And as soon as you do this, in peace and fully your love for Vasudev, then there is no more chance of contacting material world. Janma karmam chadidvam mentu jalati tattva tattati nam punar janmane. That is the same thing. And if you do not understand Krishna, if you do not increase your natural love for Krishna, then namuchyati diha jodi natava. There is no chance. There is no chance. You may take birth next life in a very rich family, in a Brahmin family, go abroad, but that is also not release. Again you may fall down. Just like we see, there are so many, just like you, Americans. You are born in this family, this nation, but falling down, becoming hippies, falling down. So there is not that it is guaranteed. Because I am born in a rich family, a Brahmin family, there is guarantee, no guarantee. This Maya is so strong that it is only trying to drag it down, drag it down. So many influences. So therefore, we sometimes see that these Americans, they are so fortunate that born in a country where there is no poverty, there is no scarcity. But still, because the leaders have rascals, they have arranged for meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling. Advertise, make a moment, and what is called, beekeepers, and liquor, this is going on, advertise, cigarettes, just to pull them down, again, go to hell. Punan Musikavu. They do not know. So what dangerous civilization this is, dragging them. Therefore, sometimes, some Sena section of the old men, they come to me, they offer their hands, Swamiji is a great fortune that you have come to our country. They acknowledge. Yes, that's a fact. This Krishna consciousness moment is a great fortunate moment. Especially in the Western countries, that's a fact. So those who have taken, take it very seriously. Increase your love for Krishna. Pritim na javat nahi vasude. Namuchate dehulu. They do not know what is the actual problem of life. The actual problem of begging is dehulu, this foreign body. We are accepting one kind, bhutta, bhutta, paliyas, accepting one type of body. Therefore, they have these rascals, leaders in Europe and America. They have concluded there is no birth. That's because if they accept there is life after death, then it is horrible for them. So they have dismissed. There is no birth. Big, so-called professors, learned scholars, they talk foolishly. Tanidhi, after this body is finished, everything is finished. That is the accomplishment. And if the body comes by accident, kimannat kama hitukam, asattam apatisthanti jagad ahu anishtaram. So, this kind of civility then is very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So, at least, those who have come to Krishna consciousness, they should be very, very cautious about this dangerous type of civilization. People are suffering. Take the Krishna consciousness moment and be happy and perfect. Thank you very much.